Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Good morning. I don't think anybody's going to get a pumpkin spice latte today.
It's pretty muggy out there. I walked outside in my sweatshirt and was like, ooh, bad idea today.
Yeah, a hot start to the week. So we're looking at upper 80s today, in the 90s tomorrow and Wednesday.
90s?
With the heat index, it could feel close to a 100.
I feel like this happens every year. Like, as summer is starting to wrap up and people are finally starting to accept fall, we get one more wave of heat.
One more heat wave. It was hot yesterday for our soccer game, Drew's soccer game, of which I am the coach of.
You are. How'd it go?
Those kids, I really felt bad for them because it was warm. It was toasty. And there was no shade anywhere. You know, it's a big, giant soccer field.
Yeah.
You can't escape the heat. And they had to run around for 60 minutes yesterday.
They're kids. They got to get it out somehow.
I know. But
they got to get it out.
They were complaining. I mean, almost every kid was asking out of the game at some point.
Aww.
They're like, we need a break.
Give me a Capri Sun.
And I only had a couple of subs. It's not like I had... Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'll get you a break, you know, coming up. And we ended up taking water breaks during the game, which you don't normally do that in a
but
soccer game.
It was so
game.
Hot.
Yeah.
Had to do it.
But we came out victorious again.
Another victory. You're on a roll. This is what, 2 for 2?
2-0 as a soccer coach.
Very nice. See, this might be your new calling. What was I saying?
I know, I'm having aspirations of grandeur here. I should not be doing that.
Why?
I'm not doing anything. It's all the kids.
But you got to wrangle them up. You got to keep morale high, and that's tough.
That's all I'm doing is wrangling them.
Well, you're doing a great job.
That's all I'm doing. 2-0, though, baby. Q104. Q104, good morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So on Friday, we were talking about Ben and Jen.
They're done.
Right. And we knew about that. We saw it coming for a very long time.
Yeah, they had been separated, but J-Lo officially filed for divorce last week.
But did you realize the day, the official day that she filed for divorce?
I was actually listening to a podcast over the weekend that was talking about it.
Oh, so you did see this?
Yes, I did. That it was on their 2-year wedding anniversary.
That's savage.
Isn't that crazy?
That she waited until that particular day to officially file the paperwork.
That is pretty savage. She's all about symbolism, though, so it's not like super surprising. The podcast I was listening to also made a good point. You will never see J-Lo looking bad or sad, especially over a man. Like, she walked the paparazzi pictures of her as she was walking out of there, she still looks stunning.
In the divorce filing, it lists April 26th as the separation date, and that pretty much pans out for me. It feels like we were reading about this all summer long, that they're in separate locations, that they're not wearing their wedding rings. I mean, the list goes on and on. We were talking about it all summer.
Mm-hmm.
It really makes me wonder, like, what the interaction between the two was. Like, why didn't Ben just file for divorce?
I would guess that he probably just, like, didn't care enough to do anything about it. That would be my takeaway from what I know about the situation. But the fact that she did wait until the anniversary, I can't get over it. I won't. She's iconic.
Like, he's asking her, well, why don't you file for divorce? And then she's like, maybe I will.
But I'm going to wait a little while.
It's coming soon. It's coming soon.
Stay tuned.
So that's it for them.
That's it for them. But did you hear the Biebers family officially expanded?
Oh, I did see that.
Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber had their baby boy over the weekend.
I wanted to get into that later in the show for a very specific reason.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the middle name of their baby?
No, I did not. I did not get that far.
Well, the baby is Jack, and the middle name is Blues. Jack Blues Bieber.
Not the weirdest name I've heard for a child recently. Not even close, actually. I think that that's pretty subtle.
Maybe we can get into that later on this morning. Here's what we're going to get into next. Alyssa aligns your week astrologically.
Using the stars.
So well, that is next. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. So if you are someone who believes the stars have some impact on your day-to-day life and what it all means astrologically, Alyssa aligns your week every Monday morning at this time.
So I am happy to report that we are almost there. We've almost made it through. We only have two more days of Mercury being in retrograde. So give yourself a preliminary pat on the back. Come Wednesday, we are out of the woods. We are good to go. But with that said, we will be reflecting on the last 16 years of our lives.
We will?
Yes. So think back to you in 2008.
I can't.
Well, you're going to have to, because Pluto is re-entering Capricorn, which that's a whole lot of mumbo jumbo. But basically what you need to know about that is that because of that placement, we're going to be kind of looking back on past relationships, past beliefs that we might have had, past situations. And it's time to actually determine what pieces of that you need to just be gone from your life forever. So once we are through this Pluto re-entering Capricorn, that is like kind of cementing what gets to stay in your life because it's entering a new placement. Does that make sense?
Next week is my 17th wedding anniversary. So in a way, I will be looking back on the last 17 years of my life.
Yeah, see, so there you go. And it's not all bad. Like I said, it's all about deciding what needs to stay in your life. Pluto is all about destruction and also renewal. So it's kind of like there's no gray area with this.
Well, hopefully I get to stay in this relationship.
Yeah, hopefully you get to stay. Hopefully she lets you stay in the house.
That would be nice.
You know, be a good thing. But from November onward, we're going to be feeling like all sorts of transformation. So this is me basically saying prepare for that. Prepare to be looking back on your past self and maybe having a little bit of judgment. And that's okay. What's in the past is in the past. And everybody is going to feel transformation in this time between September and November. But the signs that are going to be feeling it the most, we got Aries, Cancer, Capricorn, and Libras. So if you are any of those, I am. I'm a Cancer. Get ready. We're in for it this fall. But not in a bad way. Just you might have a lot of big feelings. And that's your alignment.
Alyssa aligns your week. Every Monday on the Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
We are going to Ohio City for our good vibe this morning. It's Rowan. Rowan, good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Very good. We're excited to hear your good vibe.
Yeah, so I just, I had a studio apartment for a couple of years when I got my kitten. Her name is Ashtray, actually. I got her during the pandemic. And listen, I love this cat so much.
Ashtray?
And you were chain smoking a lot because you were stuck at home and so bored?
No.
Like, my
no.
cat's name is Pancake, and I thought that that was weird. But Ashtray?
I mean, it's an inside joke. My roommates in college smoked a pack a day. It was a whole thing. Anyway, I love her to death. But she's been a little lonely sometimes, I think a little cramped. All she really knows is it was that tiny studio apartment, but she's such a love bug, I wanted to get her something better. So I recently moved in with some friends to this really nice, big, open, spacious apartment. And not only that, but he has two cats. So they're just the best of friends already. Oh. And she was already a happy cat, but now she's just the most playful, happy, energetic. It's like she's a kitten again. She's about 3 years old now, and I'm just over the moon for her. It couldn't make me happier.
My heart is so happy right now. Little Ash has friends.
Absolutely, yeah. Friends for life, I can tell.
Maybe you could have a cat play date with Rowan.
Yeah, should we set that up?
Yeah, yeah. The more the merrier.
That would be what, 5 cats?
Yeah, I do have 2 cats. So, honestly, that sounds like heaven.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Sign me up. I'm in. Let's make this happen, Rowan.
Thank you, Rowan. We appreciate you calling in and listening to the show. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah. My pleasure.
Tell Ashtray we said hi.
I will. I'm setting her right now.
216-474-0104. That is how you share your good vibe. Call or text on the Q Morning Show, Q104. Baby, you wanna dance till the sunlight cracks. When they see the party's over, then we'll bring it right back. Hey. You're on Q104 Cleveland, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So this happens to me a lot when I'm on social media. I'll just be scrolling through and I'll see a video and I'm like, huh, what was that? I don't know. And then I'll just keep scrolling.
Yeah, and you just don't pay attention to it.
And then a couple days later, I'll see it again.
Uh-huh.
And then a couple days later, I'll see it again. And now it's everywhere.
To the point where, like, you have to figure out what it is.
I have to know what this is now. But I've done my own independent research.
You've done research.
Well, I don't really know if I know what I'm watching. So I thought I'd bring it to the show today and have Alyssa explain it to me. So should we play the clip first?
Absolutely.
So this is all over TikTok and Instagram right now.
Yes.
You see how I do my makeup for work? Very demure, very mindful. I don't come to work with a green cut crease. I don't look like a clown when I go to work. I don't do too much. I'm very mindful while I'm at work. See how I look very presentable? The way I came to the interview is the way I go to the job. A lot of you girls go to the interview looking like Marge Simpson and go to the job looking like Patty and Selma. Not demure. I'm very modest. I'm very mindful. You see my shirt? Only a little chichi out. Not my chocho. Be mindful of why they hired you. Here's your reality check, diva. What's the name you'd like me to make it out to?
So this is a woman, and it seems like she's giving advice to people on how to dress for a job interview.
Very demure. Very mindful. She doesn't come to work with a green cut crease. It's exactly what it sounds like. Wait, so are you wondering what this means? Like, what is it?
I guess I'm asking, why is this all the rage right now?
Because it's funny. Because we're going from brat summer, which is very, like, party. It's messy. It's no cares in the world. And very demure, very mindful is, like, being very polite, having good manners, minding your business, not inserting yourself into drama where you don't belong, being presentable.
And it's the, I get how it's random. I get that. I just would not have watched this video and say, okay, this is going to be the next thing.
I mean, essentially what I've been seeing the internet do with it is just being like, it calling things out for not being demure. So, like, if you're, I don't even know, like, if you're insulting, if you're being a keyboard warrior and bullying somebody over the interwebs, that's not very demure. It's not very mindful.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm doing?
I think I understand everything now. So this is the new Hawk Tua girl?
This is the new Hawk Tua girl. Hawk Tua was not very mindful. She was not very demure. So we are taking a little bit of a left turn here into the fall.
How long do you think this will last?
I give it about another week and a half.
All right.
So there you go. You're hip for another week.
I just like to know what's going on sometimes. That's all. I don't want to feel left out.
Very demure. Very mindful. My baby born in Birkin. Well, you know I saved my life
when I saw. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We have Carla and George joining us right now. I think they're going through some kind of a parenting issue. They want to hash it out this morning. Let's talk to Carla first. Carla, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What's going on between you and George?
So our daughter, she's 16, about to turn 17. She's a great kid. I mean, seriously, she got a 30 on her ACT, always on the honor roll, never gets in trouble. And a few months ago, she came to me telling me about this tattoo that she really, really wants. My father passed away a few years ago, and the tattoo that she wants to get is of his handwriting that says, "Love you always." I mean, I know she's just a kid, but it's just, it's so meaningful and sweet. And she showed me a picture of it, and it's nothing off-putting. It's dainty.
I feel like I can picture exactly the look that she's going for, like the type of tattoo, like the cute little, like...
Yeah, it's not gaudy or obnoxious. Yeah, but, I mean, she's 16, and because she's underage, she needs a parent to go with her and sign off on the tattoo. And I did tell her, look, I'm fine with it, but my husband, on the other hand... Her father is absolutely 100% against letting her get this tattoo. And I cannot for the life of me understand why.
What a perfect segue, Carla. Let's bring in George, your husband, right now. George, why are you against your daughter getting the tattoo?
I don't care how small, how sentimental it might be. She is 16. She is way too young to be having ink on her skin.
George, you know how broken she was when my dad passed away. And overall, I'm really proud of the young woman she's become. I mean, I have faith in her judgment. And honestly, you should too.
Oh, I have faith in her daughter and her judgment. But she's still a kid. She's not old enough to make this decision. This is permanent. This is going to be a tattoo that is forever. Not to mention, she's going to get it. Where she wants to put it is right on her forearm. That's going to be seen. That's totally visible when she's interviewing for jobs later.
I don't want her making a mistake. Sound so ridiculous and old right now. No one even cares about tattoos in the workplace anymore. I mean, come on. It's sentimental. It's a meaningful tattoo. I don't think this will be something she comes to regret.
I don't disagree, but if she wants to get it, I just want her to wait until she's actually an adult and she can go by herself on her own and get it. I mean,
what if the tattoo was a picture of Grandpa's face on her back?
That might change things. That might change the conversation a little bit.
Oh my God. No,
okay.
No.
All right. At the risk of sounding old and ridiculous, I think I'm on George's side on this.
Are you serious?
I think I am now.
I saw your face, though, just like dropping it so sad when she was talking about her dad, Grandpa, and like...
Well, sure, I have feelings. I am a person. I'm not made of stone, Alyssa. But I think the daughter should wait until she's 18. 216-474-0104. What would you do in this situation if this was your child, if this was your daughter? Hash it out next on the Q Morning Show. Just like that in my back, bro. It's the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, Q104. We have a hotly debated issue right now on Hash It Out. Carla and George have a 16-year-old daughter that really wants to get a tattoo. And it's a tattoo that means a lot to her. It would mean a lot to her.
Yeah.
It's a tribute to her grandfather, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, who passed away a few years ago.
All right, let's just jump right into the calls. Carla is in support of having their daughter get the tattoo, and George is not. He wants their daughter to wait until she is 18. Amanda is listening in Cleveland. Amanda, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good. Where do you stand on Hash It Out?
So I agree with George. Unfortunately, I understand where Carla's coming from, that, you know, she has faith in her daughter's judgment, things like that. But I also have a 16-year-old daughter, and, you know, she used to always talk about tattoos. I want them, you know, whatever. And now that she sees, like, these kids are getting them, and I don't know if it's that they're not good ones or whatever, she has different thoughts on it. But, you know, as far as, like, me, I was 21 when I got my first tattoo. It was a tribute tattoo. My husband passed away, and I had got his initials in, like, the shape of a heart. And, you know, I'm 37 now. I am to the point where, like, I've gotten older. I've made different decisions in my life, like different career paths, things like that. I just, if I could go back, I probably wouldn't get the ones that I do have. I only have two. But I just feel like as you grow, you definitely change your views on things, and you definitely have different, you know, ideals of, like, how you should, you know, make tribute to someone when they've passed away and things like that. And even though it's something that's very sweet, and I'm sure it would be, you know, I've seen those tattoos. They're very dainty. They're very nice. But I think that she should wait a few years just to kind of give herself some time to think if that's something that she still wants to do later on.
Thank you, Amanda. We appreciate you listening this morning. Let's get over to Amber in Akron, who I think has a different view on all this. Amber, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about Hash It Out? Should they allow their 16-year-old daughter to get this tattoo?
I say yes.
And why do you say so?
It's a way for her to express herself. So my son, at 15, he got a memorial tattoo for his uncle that passed away. It's very big. I was a little upset about the size, but it's already said and done. There's mm-hmm. nothing else I can do about it. And it looks nice.
Right.
So I feel like if they're going to do tattoos, make sure it's something meaningful, something that I'm trying to figure out how to say it. Like something that describes you, like mm-hmm. you're showing your own personality.
I like that.
Should there be a waiting period on getting a tattoo? Because you hear a lot about tattoo regret.
I mean, yes, but I think that the best way to look at it, especially if you're young and you're getting a tattoo, is that, you know, you're not going to love it forever. You're just not. But it's meant to be more of a memory. It's kind of like a stamp in time that is just on your skin permanently.
Let's try to get one more call in here. Deneen is in Chardon. Deneen, good morning. Should they allow, should Carla and Jor allow their 16-year-old daughter to get a tattoo?
I say absolutely, because if not, she's going to rebel, and it might be worse.
She might just go do it anyways.
Now, how would you know that, Deneen? Were you someone that rebelled?
Yeah, well, I was told when I was 16 I couldn't get a tattoo, and then the day, not even the day after, the day I turned 18, I slapped one on my butt cheek, and here it remains at age 37.
And that's what I mean by sometimes tattoos are just memories.
So don't get a tattoo out of spite. Don't try to do it to spite your parents.
I wouldn't suggest that, yeah.
And it doesn't sound like that's what Carla and George's daughter is doing. I just advocate just wait a little bit longer. Just a little more waiting period. Think it over. And when you're 18, make that decision then. When the decision is all yours.
Yeah. I could go either way on this one. I see the good and bad in both sides of it. I don't think there's any harm in waiting, but at the same time, if she wants it, she's almost 17. I say go for it.
We have to leave it there. If you have anything further, 216-474-0104. You can call or text. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Let's begin a new week. A three-question general knowledge trivia challenge. What do we have to give away this week?
We've got some tickets to Cleveland Oktoberfest.
Okay.
Actually.
And we may have a pair of Tacos and Tequila Festival for this weekend. Tickets for that as well. So caller 14 right now, 216-474-0104. You will play Alyssa's College of Knowledge next on the Q Morning Show.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils. It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Class is in session on Q104.
Good morning, Christine in Bedford Heights.
Good morning.
Are you feeling confident today?
Pretty confident this morning, yes.
Do you think you can take Alyssa down?
I'm going to try. I'm going to give it my best. I'm going to try my best.
I know you will, Christine. So if you get more questions right than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. As of this morning, Alyssa has 30 wins, only four losses.
Okay.
Let's see how you do here, Christine. Question number one. What company makes sausages and has Jimmy in their name?
Jimmy Oats? Oh my goodness, I can't think of it right now.
We're gonna take a buzzer on that one.
Jimmy O. Yes.
Question number two. Before she went solo, Camila Cabello was in a group called what?
Spice Girls.
And question three, how many degrees are in a circle?
360.
Not too shabby, Christine.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's bring Alyssa in here in a second to see how you do.
Okay.
It's going to be fine.
Alyssa, will you please report back to the studio?
It's going to be fine. Don't be too hard on yourself. Alyssa could be having a bad morning, an off morning, and it could turn out well for you.
Okay.
Let's find out. Here she is.
Good morning.
Christine in Bedford Heights is on the line here, Alyssa.
Hello, Christine.
Good morning.
She's laughing. She might be a little embarrassed by her performance. I'm not going to tell you how she did.
Okay.
We're just going to jump in with your questions, and we'll tally it up at the end. Question number one, Alyssa, what company makes sausages and has Jimmy in their name?
Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean is correct. Is that what you were trying to think of, Christine?
Yes, I thought you said Jenny. I'm like, yes, I know Jimmy Dean.
Wait, you thought I said what again? Jenny?
Jenny.
Jenny, no. Jenny doesn't make any sausages.
Not that we know of.
No. What does Jenny make?
I have no idea. I'm on a blank right now this morning.
Jenny,
her laugh is killing me.
You were
Christine,
thinking of,
you're putting me in the best mood right now. I don't even know what I'm laughing at.
You were thinking of Jenny Craig.
Oh.
Question number two for you, Alyssa. Before she went solo, Camila Cabello was in a group called what?
Fifth Harmony.
Question number three. How many degrees are in a circle?
360.
Is correct. Yeah. Alyssa gets all three today. Christine got the one. She got the circle question. So
okay, there
one
you
for
go.
Three.
Yes.
I would say that that's probably the hardest question that we had today. So you got it.
Yes.
Christine,
yes.
We love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. I know we have something here for you. How about tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. After one question, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. I listen to the show every single day. I'm a faithful listener every day.
Oh, well, we appreciate you so much. Thank you, Christine. You're the best.
Thank you so much. My name is Christine, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So if you're listening to our show on Friday, we had what we were hoping for was a wonderful update. I'm not sure.
A reveal, if you will.
So what we were talking about, because Alyssa on the show is getting married in October.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday of last week, in the mail, her wedding gown arrived.
Ta-da! It's so exciting. Yeah, so I finally got it. I was really excited. And I was debating on whether or not to show my fiance Bryce, because obviously we live together. He's my best friend. We do everything together. So if I'm excited about something, I want to share that excitement with him.
And we talked about it on the show, and many listeners, they got in touch with us, and they said, yeah, absolutely. Do it. Share it. Reveal it to him. The traditional, the groom can't see the bride in her wedding gown before the ceremony. That's outdated. Just show him, put on the dress, wear the dress, show him the dress.
Mm-hmm. Right. But then, so Friday after the show, I go home and I'm talking to my fiance Bryce about this. And I was like, and I decided I'm going to show you the dress. And he goes, oh, what made you decide that? And I said, well, our wonderful listeners. And like, so I explained what we did on air. And I was like, so I want to show you. And he was like, you do? And I was like, unless you don't want to see. And he's like, well, I don't know. And I was like, wait, what? Like, you don't know if you want to see? He's like, well, I mean, you can if you really want to. And so I was like, okay, you know what? We're just going to wait. Because he seemed unsure if he even wanted to see it. So let this be a lesson that communication is key.
You were convinced that he wanted to see it in advance.
I thought that he just wouldn't care. I thought that, not that he wouldn't care about the dress, but I just figured that this was one of those traditions that he wasn't going to care to follow. We're not following any other traditions in our wedding. So I figured why not? And then he seemed like he did kind of want to wait. So
at this point, he's not sure, or you think he really does want to wait?
I think he's not sure, but if that's what he's landed on, is he's not sure if he wants to see it, then I would rather just wait.
Yeah.
Better, until the day comes.
Better safe than sorry. You don't want to wear it in front of him and then he regrets seeing it.
Right. And like I said, he is going to see this dress. We are packing one suitcase to go to Vegas to get married. He's going to see the dress. It's
eventually,
just a matter of seeing me in it.
Correct.
Yeah. So not this. If we didn't do it this weekend, we probably won't do it before the wedding. We've only got like a month and a half until I get married. So he'll see it soon enough.
Does that mean nobody is going to see it before October? Are you afraid of it getting out there?
Oh, I'm not afraid of anything. It's more or less just, who am I going to show my cats? Like,
well, we have a listener lounge tomorrow where we have listeners coming to the radio station to see.
Should I wear it to Papa Roach when they're doing our just walk in?
Yeah, I think you should wear the dress because I think we'd like to see it.
That can be the big reveal.
Yes.
Is at Papa Roach's Q Lounge.
I think it would be perfect. But it's up to you. I don't want to.
Hey, don't tempt me with a good time. I'm not opposed. So if you see me in a wedding dress tomorrow, you better shut your mouth.
All right. There's the update on that. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. So this news dropped on Friday. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber welcome their first child.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh.
Maybe you saw the Instagram post. They shared a photo of the baby's foot on Instagram.
I did. That is how I saw it. And I was like, oh. Was I not just saying like a couple weeks ago, like, when is baby Bieber coming? Because I feel like we're close.
Well, they didn't announce the pregnancy until May.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if they announced the due date in May or not.
They didn't announce the due date, but they said that she was a few months in.
So we knew that the baby was coming. So it's welcome to the world. It's Jack Blues Bieber is the baby's full name.
Great name. Love it.
You do love that name.
I do. I think it's really cute and very different, but not too different.
The middle name is Blues.
Okay.
I don't think that kid's going to grow up and be a fan of that middle name.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. You're very much underestimating how cool this new generation of kids is. One of my favorite artists, 10 years ago, she had a baby and named that baby Rocket was the first name. And I still, to this day, love that as a first name for a little girl. Rocket.
Wait, the baby's first name is Rocket or the baby's middle name is Rocket?
The baby's first name is Rocket. Middle name is Wild.
Okay.
And I love it. I think it's cool. I have a cat named Pancake. Of course, I'm going to think that weird names are cool.
Obviously, you love your middle name because you're going to learn something right now. Alyssa's middle name is Rose.
Actually, you would be shocked at the amount of people that do not think that that is my middle name. It is. I have the birth certificate to show it.
Not her legal last name. Care to guess my middle name? I don't think you're never going to guess it.
I'm just going to guess Edward.
It starts with an E. It does start with an E.
Edmund?
You keep guessing. 216-474-0104.
Edgar?
What is your middle name and do you care for it?
Eric.
Still not right.
Okay.
Do you like your middle name? I want to hear your middle name.
And do you like it?
Yeah, tell us why you like it. Tell us why you don't like it. Yeah, why don't you like your middle name? 216-474-0104. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104.
I want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. What is your middle name and why do you not like it? Because Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber named their new baby Jack Blues Bieber.
I think he's going to love that middle name. It's cool.
Text coming in here. It says, my son's middle name is Graydon, named after my maiden name, Gray, in remembrance of my father.
Aw.
Who has passed away. I'm not sure if my son will love Graydon growing up, but I love its meaning.
I think that's a cool name, too. Graydon. You don't hear that often.
Right. But what will her son say in a few years? Because it's his middle name. Will it have meaning to him? I'm not sure. Let's see. Little. Little is your name.
Yes.
Little's calling from Newberry. So do you have an unusual middle name that you're calling about, or are you calling about the first name of yours?
Just my first name. I have a normal middle name.
Really? What's your middle name?
Lynn.
Oh, my God. What? So little Lynn.
Yes.
Isn't Lynn one of those outdated names, though? Lynn is...
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I was born in the late 70s, so I'm sure it was common then.
I'm not hearing any new Lynns lately.
No.
All right. But
Nor
you
should
have,
you.
But you have the name Little.
Yes.
How do you spell it?
And it's spelled L-Y-T-L-E.
Okay.
Interesting. Did your parents give you a reason?
Yes. So I'm the baby of 10.
And my dad's name was,
yes, my dad's name was Leonard, and my mom's name was Myrtle. So he took the L from his name and the Y-T-L-E from hers and got Little.
Oh, so he's getting crafty with it. I like it.
Because after 10 kids, you basically, you run out of names that you like.
And
you start making up names, experimenting a little bit. And Little,
yes.
You are the result of that experiment. You are Little.
Yes. Oh, and I hate it because I've spent my entire life explaining it. People mispronounce it, and then I have to explain it, and I have to spell it, and then they're like, is that your last name? Is that a nickname?
I can only imagine what it's like ordering drinks at Starbucks for you.
Oh, the amount of enunciations I've gotten of my name are hilarious. So, and sometimes I correct, and sometimes I'm like, whatever, just give me my last name.
And you've let your parents know this, right? You've let them know you're not a fan of Little.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Little. We appreciate you calling the show. And, of course, when you call back, we'll always know it's you because it's Little.
It's Little.
How could we forget you now?
I'm literally the only one.
Literally.
You are literally the only one, yeah.
Literally Little. My son, Will, has my middle name as well because he has the exact same name. He's the fourth. I'm a third.
I feel like I just went through all of the E names for boys. No. What's your middle name?
My middle name is Earl.
Earl?
I know.
I immediately just think of the Chick song. Goodbye, Earl. Yep.
There was a movie, and I've Googled it like 100 times. I can't find the name of the movie, but it's like it happens in the South, and it's like this deputy sheriff, and he's like, they're in their squad car, and they're like, hit the siren, Earl.
Oh, gosh.
I have no idea what movie that is, but...
Earl, your parents really didn't like you.
That's what kids used to do me in high school.
And then you gave your son that middle name, too?
Yeah, keep the tradition going.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.